This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Cicadas have been buzzing loudly around our little homestead for a few weeks, sometimes in trees around the 1991 Marvelette, but mainly in the riparian corridor of the Ohuahlote, where the buzz is loud and incessant. The buzz of male cicadas calling, singing to female cicadas. I wonder, you know, if the females hear sweet music and not an incessant drone. Oh, that's my fellow singing. What a voice. What a voice. I remember in the Sonoran Desert when we lived up outside Tucson, the loud buzz of cicadas was a harbinger of summer, starting earlier than here at the banks of the Ohuahlote. Different species, I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm guessing. I've read that there are close to 50 species of cicadas in Arizona, so more research is needed on my part to identify the large cicadas buzzing, calling, singing around us. Regardless of species, the buzz of male cicadas is the buzz of summer. One day walking to our barn, I found a large cicada on the ground, green veins in the wing, you know, the clear wing. The perimeters around all those little windows of a clear wing. I picked it up. Its race was run. It made attempts to buzz, a feeble buzz, so it was a male. But that male cicada was going out with a buzz. I mean, they only live like 2-3 weeks, these guys. But I hope he found a female and fulfilled his biological job. And I hope that I go out with a buzz, you know, or maybe just a small growl to Ms. Mosquito. Brrr. But, you know, no hurry, okay? No no hurry. Hey, back in the spring, I was planting some seeds, some for our garden, but more to take to market. I had not grown chilta beans in several years. We always had one or two growing in pots, sometimes in the ground at home, for our enjoyment. And as I learned later, you grow some for the birds as well, the enjoyment for the birds. Yeah, I remember seeing some nice red chiltepines ready to be picked. And, you know, if you delayed any length of time, well, they'd be gone. And I noticed that a local mockingbird was swiping them. You got to share your chiltepines. When I first got hip to chiltepines, I learned them as Capsicum annuum variety avicularia. And I understand that this local native chili is now Capsicum annuum variety Glabrousculum, a long name with a lot of syllables for this small, hot fruit that is the mother of all chilies. So I decided it was time to grow the mother of all chilies. I raided a stash I had in the pantry of the Marvelette, and I found an envelope in the barn labeled chiltepines. What the heck? I mixed them together and did a scatter flat, mini seed in a sort of square flat filled with seed mix. Of course, my very special Petey Mosquito seed mix. A couple weeks later, that flat looked like sod. I had several hundred chiltepine seedlings. So much for the hard-to-germinate myth that goes around about chiltepine seed. I started planting my seedlings, and as they matured, I realized I had three types. I had one that had purple flowers and a round black fruit that turned red, quite beautiful. I had a tall, vigorous one with oblong, very oblong fruit that turned red, pretty nice. And luckily, for the most part, I had and still have bushy chiltepine plants with small, not quite round, not quite oblong, ellipsoidal, that's what they call them, ellipsoidal fruit, like the wild ones growing in the Tumacacri Mountains of southeastern Arizona. Yay, yay, and yay. But for a while, I was selling small batches of these mixed seedlings, and folks were getting them and going, oh, God knows what they were getting. And I thought of changing the name of the nursery for a while, or maybe waiting a few weeks or months before returning to that market. Anyway, now I have our local, our native Capsicum annuum variety Glabrousculum, and I'm going to plant several of them at home for me and the birds. I'm going to plant the wild native capsicum that is the mother of all the chilies. Yeah. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.